For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, Tiger fans? D. Corey C. back with some official visits as we get closer and closer to signing day. Got another big man with me today. We love our trenches, so we brought one of the best to the Jack for an official visit. Hopefully, we can get him in a Tiger uniform, but I'll let him introduce himself.
My name is RJ Adams. I'm from Woodbridge, Virginia.
All right. Talk about your high school and where you last played.
Shit, well, I played at Woodbridge High School, Northern Virginia. I was a four-star recruit out of there. I went and played at University of Kentucky for 2 years. And then this last year, I played at Georgia Tech. And after last year, I had to go JUCO route. So I played at Lackawanna. And I'm graduating next week from there.
Okay, congratulations on that. Graduating, ready to make the move. So we got to talk about Lackawanna, because the Tiger fans who are watching this and listening, they're very familiar with that program. We traditionally had a lot of success recruiting in that area. I'll just talk about one guy, because I think you may have played with him or overlapped with him or something like that. Mm-hmm. We talked about DeAndre Towns Blue. Does that name sound familiar?
Yeah.
How do you know DeAndre?
So when I came to Lackawanna in January, he was the guy there. He was signed to Jackson State, getting ready to leave. But I watched his film. He even won the first couple of spring practices. He would come out, come watch us, try to give some tips, stuff like that. He's a great player, great dude.
Absolutely.
But yeah, man, Lackawanna, it's just a great program. Like, a lot of guys come through there. I never knew about the JUCO scene before I've been there. So just getting there and seeing the program, how things work, the coaches there, Coach Duda, Coach D, and how they run the program is just good. That's why the kids that come out of there, they go D1 and then they play.
Yeah, and we had another guy. I don't know if you know a guy by the name of Dejan Nugget Warren.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you know about Nugget? Because I know you've been playing with him.
Nah, he's from Maryland.
He
used to hang out around St. People back in the
small
day.
World.
Small world, yeah, it's crazy. And I found out when I met him when he was here.
Okay.
I didn't even know he went to Lackawanna, like, before I met him.
You met him recently when he was here, or?
Mm-hmm. Like, about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
Probably. So, I met him in Atlanta.
Okay.
He was out there.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So, do Nugget and DeAndre, do they know you're being recruited and visiting right now?
Dre does. I don't know if Nugget does.
Okay. Okay. We definitely got to let him know. Nugget, if you're watching him, give him a call. If you're watching this, give him a call. Let him know what's up with JSU. I know he had some great things. He had a great experience, man. We love Nugget. We love DeAndre. Has he told you anything? DeAndre talk to you about Jackson State and potentially coming here?
Definitely the family atmosphere with the coaches and just how the program is run based on, like, if you're putting the work in, that you're going to succeed. And it's a family atmosphere. So, like, if you ever need something or need to talk to somebody, somebody just won't call away.
Okay, absolutely. And how many years you have of eligibility?
3 years.
Wow, 3 years. We definitely hope to get you. So what are you looking for? What is it going to take on this visit? What are you looking for in a school and program and in a family?
Really, really just the love from the coaches. I've been doing this football recruiting for years now. Like, I know it's real. I know it's not. So just a relationship with the coaches to see where they're at, where they see me fit. Like, distance, location, none of that stuff, all the extra stuff, like NIL, all that stuff doesn't matter to me anymore. I just want to play my last 2 years and get a shot at the NFL. So really just, and I know this program is on the up and coming now, so I like it. I just want to see, like I said, what the coaches are like, see the facilities. It's my first time here.
Okay. So yeah, I wanted to ask you that. First time here. Okay. So tell me, you said the program is on the up, rise, up and coming. So what do you know about Jackson State? What have you kind of learned just prior to the recruitment?
Jackson State.
Okay, I see. You've been doing your homework. They're going to love that when they hear it.
HBCU and the SWAC.
Still learning.
They're the Tigers. I like Tigers.
Okay. So cool. Okay, well, we got to get you the Tiger uniform. I can't wait. I know during your recruitment, you'll get to put on the jersey and take the picture and stuff like that. So we want to see you push that out on social media. Height and weight.
Been eating a lot. I was on vacation this weekend, so probably about 325 right now. 6'4".
What, 6'4", 3? So what's that ideal playing weight?
I play around 318.
Okay. Okay. So you got to be careful when you commit. I say when you commit, when you get here full time, yeah, you got to watch out for this food in Jackson, Mississippi. Oh, yeah. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. So actually, boys, they'll tell you so. But we got a good strength and conditioning program. We'll definitely get you right. So you're graduating again. You said next week. Okay. So I would imagine you'll be enrolling somewhere in January. Mm-hmm. So okay. So what's the time frame on making that announcement? And now FYI, the camera is actually rolling right now. So if there's an announcement to be made that, you know, hey, we're not stopping you. I'm not saying you have to put it off, but if you don't want to make it right now, what's the time?
Well, I'm thinking like a little around Christmas time.
Okay.
Christmas time. Cause I still got some things to think about. Mm-hmm. Gotta graduate first.
Sure. Sure.
So, but definitely around Christmas.
Okay. Absolutely. It's going to be a great Christmas present for some program, for some lucky program.
Yes, sir.
Are you have any other visits lined up or what's the recruitment looking like?
So I'm going to be at Tulane this weekend.
Okay. Okay.
And that's it. This is the last weekend you can visit officially places. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, the Tiger fans, we definitely want to have you in a uniform. Obviously, from a support standpoint, you'll have 100% support. It's a family. And I know you guys have told you that. But for the Tiger fans who aren't aware of you, don't know we're recruiting you, let them know how they can find you on social media.
All right, Ben. You can follow me on Instagram, RJAdams_53, and my Twitter or X nowadays.
X.
_exclusiveJ with 2 A's and 2 Y's. I made it in 8th grade for them.
All right, there you have it. Big man, we hope to have you.
Yes,
all right,
sir, I appreciate it. I didn't know I was going to do this.
Oh, they told you at the last minute?
Yeah,
oh,
they
okay.
Told me, they said, come down, you have an interview.
At 6. Wow.
I said, interview for what?
Right, right. Oh, you probably thought it was like the news station or something. No, it's just Tiger Talk. It's just Tiger Talk. It's all, man, it's all love.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.